Now we have arrived at another moment of recognition. This time, technology is implicated in an assault on empathy. We have learned that even a silent phone inhibits conversations that matter. The very sight of a phone on the landscape leaves us feeling less connected to each other, less invested in each other. Despite the seriousness of our moment, I write with optimism. Once aware, we can begin to rethink our practices. When we do, conversation is there to reclaim. For the failing connections of our digital world, it is the talking cure. They make acquaintances, but their connections seem superficial. In December 2013, I was contacted by the dean of the Holbrook School, a middle school in upstate New York. I was asked to consult with its faculty about what they saw as a disturbance in their students' friendship patterns. In her invitation, the dean put it this way: "Students don't seem to be making friendships as before. They make acquaintances, but their connections seem superficial." The case of the superficial acquaintances in middle school was compelling. It was of a piece with what I was hearing in other schools about older students, and so it was decided that I would join the Holbrook teachers on a faculty retreat. I brought along a new notebook,